It's time for the Hastings Coaches Show on KDWA Radio, AM 1460, FM 97.7, and KDWA.com. Today's show brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant and Dr. Tyler Rohr of Hastings Family Dental Care. Here's today's Hastings Coaches Show. Good morning, everybody. It's softball day in Hastings, and we're glad that you could be here with us. And of course, we couldn't go any further today than by talking about one of our head honchos when it comes to softball in Hastings, the one and only head coach Jen Thiesing of the Hastings Raiders girls softball team. Raider girls, of course, kind of on the run to playoffs. We're getting there. It's going to be here before we know it. We do know that, but we're also trying to make sure, you know, we got to find the seating, all that fun stuff. We're going to talk about that and a lot of other things. But before we even get to our Raiders, this is something that you guys set up. First of all, good morning. How rude of me. Good morning.
Good morning.
Softball day in Hastings, it was a big thing last year. Obviously, I wasn't here to kind of get this whole thing going with you guys and whatever. For folks that don't know about what you guys have created, give them a little look as to what today is going to be like out at Vets Park.
Yeah, it is a full day of softball. Games have started at 8 a.m. We're running all the way through. The varsity is tonight at, when did we start? 8 p.m., so that's when I gotta be out there right around 6 to get things going. So, yeah, it's a full day. We've got every Hastings softball team is playing today at Vets Field, starting from 8U all the way through varsity.
What does that mean to our program, buddy? Because I know that numbers in every sport, doesn't matter what the sport is, the more numbers you have, a lot of times the better team you're going to have too. And that's what we're trying to create, is kids getting interested in softball early, staying with it. By the time they get to varsity, we have those state tournament teams like we've had all these years. And your thoughts on that too, just building from the bottom up. That's how you got to do it in a program, isn't it, Jen?
Yeah, you know, when kids come in with experience, we can advance where they're at, you know, when we have to start. And not saying, like, don't come out if you've never played before. Please do. But, you know, it takes a little bit more intensity and focus to get you caught up if you're coming in right at, you know, middle school freshman year. So, if you're starting at 8U and you're having fun, then, you know, you don't get overwhelmed. Sometimes travel ball can be a lot, I will say that, but... it's good for the program because these kids get experience at a young age, and then we can build from where they're at instead of having to start from the bottom.
You're the head coach of the varsity team, but I know just being around you coaches for many years, and it doesn't matter the sport, a lot of the high schools like having their high school coach involved in the youth program in one way or another, and I know the more that you're kind of around, the better off it might be, and you've really taken a big leadership role in helping out our softball program, not only in the varsity season, but also with the youth in the summertime. What has that been like for you, too, getting to know maybe some of the girls, some of the parents early on in their career so they know what to expect on you once they do come play for you?
Yeah, I'm always available to come help with practices and such, so I've seen a few of these kids as they're young, and now, you know, I'm getting to see. We've got a few 7th and 8th graders that are up with us this year, and you know, I remember watching their tryouts and stuff and being like, oh man, how many reviews do I got to wait till I get that one? And now I'm finally there. I've been around long enough, I can see the change. So, it's always fun to see these kids out and having fun during the summer and helping out as much as they can.
How have you seen our program grow, Jen, in the time you've been here? And again, you're not a 30-year Raider head coach like a D-Wall or something who's been around the block a time or two, but you've seen this program literally grow before our eyes. What have you noticed that has made you excited about the future of Hastings softball, just with the way the youth program really is coming together?
Well, I would say a big thing that's pretty unique to Hastings versus other team cities in the area is that we still have a city league almost, right? Like it's a city team. It's not, you know, a Wave or a Crush or whatever the heck everybody's calling themselves these days, you know, kind of program. And I think that speaks volumes to the city, right, and to the community, that we can keep our kids in town and playing with each other for the most part. You know, a few kids every now and then, leave, but they pretty much stay with HYA in the summer. So I think that's huge, and I think it contributes a lot to our success in the school ball season.
How has club ball just changed softball as a whole? I want to know that because it's happened in hockey, too. It's happened in baseball, where you get kids that will play some club stuff, and that's fine and dandy, and I appreciate, you know, the willingness to want to get better and the whole thing. But what has club softball kind of done to the landscape in regards to youth? Because, you know, you look at middle school football, for example. You know, it's not in the middle school anymore. It's going to be run kind of away from the school to help find them opponents and things like that. But when it comes to having teams literally competing against each other for players in the summer, how has that changed the landscape of youth and really softball going up through the pipeline?
Oh, Chuck, we don't have enough time for that. You could get me on my soapbox on this. I think it's great for the sport in the sense that, you know, a lot of kids have a lot of opportunities. I hate it, on the other hand, because I think that they overpromise in some instances, like, oh, come play with us, you're going to get a college scholarship, or we'll send out, you know, all these videos to all these scouts and everything else like that. And, you know, the reality of it is that you're probably not, most kids aren't going to get that D1 scholarship. It's a pretty rare thing to happen. And, you know, I worry that in club programs, kids get burned out. You know, they play almost every weekend, and, you know, as soon as they get a little break after summer ball, and then it's into fall ball, and, you know, it's really intense. So I think that's the downside of it, is the commercialization of it. But as far as growing a sport, man, it's great. I love to have all the programs around, right? The more softball, the better. But yeah, there's definitely pros and cons to it, for sure.
Absolutely.
And I could go on a long time.
Well, as I say, me and you could have our own show this summer just talking about, you know, how that has changed. And like I said, get you on your soapbox, let you do your thing, because I know there's a lot of folks out there in multiple sports that know that, you know, there is a lot of good to it, but there's also some detraction. And like you said, overpromising is a big thing with these kids. And everyone wants to go to college. But as Trent Hansen's told us so many times at our signings, only a certain very small percentage of kids are able to get there. And right now, too, it's just, I think the game is so exciting, Jen. I mean, you and me both, we get to the point of the year where we start looking at, you know, the regionals and things like that. And the excitement that has come in the last 10 years or so, and you think about some of these great games and teams, and how has the collegiate game driven the excitement now for some of these gals to either get into softball, stick with it, or advance to any next level, whether it's D1, D2, D3, whatever, just to keep them playing? What has collegiate softball meant to the collective sport here over the past 10 or so years?
I mean, just look at how many games are on TV now. I think that gives you your answer. It's super popular. Softball, fast pitch is really exciting to watch, man. It's a quick game. Things go fast. The plays are a lot of times super reactionary. So there's a lot of good things that happen. It's a really exciting game to watch, and I think people are finally seeing that. I mean, back when I was young, the only games that you really ever saw on TV were, it was once we got to the Women's College World Series, right? And maybe the Olympics. And so you don't get as much exposure. It's like you watch those games because it was rare that they were on. And now you can catch a game almost every day. And if it's not live, you can find the replays, right? So there's a lot of good softball to watch. I think it's great. I encourage my kids to watch games when they're at home eating dinner, because the more they see it, the more they learn. Like, oh man, I didn't know I could do that. Now, the announcing, on the other hand, we got to work on that a little bit, man. But other than that, it's good. It's great. Women's sports in general are advancing, right? And it's, I think people are finally seeing the value that we can play too.
It's so much fun, and like you said, with the, you know, adaptation of things like ESPN Plus and Big Ten Network having more and more games, having a Big Ten Plus, we can always tune in and really drive the sport like we want to, and it's just been so much fun, and especially in blue and gold, because it is softball day in Hastings throughout the day at Vets. You got to get out there. The girls on varsity, they're going to play later under the lights. The new scoreboards are out there, the new dugouts. It's going to be a blast. We'll talk more about the Raiders when we come back on KDWA.
At your Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in the Hastings Midtown Shopping Center, you can get breakfast all day, every day. Stop in and pick up a treat from the bakery at Perkins. Don't forget to order a Perkins pie for any upcoming event or special occasion. For breakfast, lunch, dinner, and everything in between, it's Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery. Remember, Perkins is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Everyone at Perkins says, best of luck to our local team in this game.
Former Hastings Raider and now Hastings dentist Tyler Rohr has taken over for Dr. Conway at Hastings Family Dental Care. Dr. Rohr knows it takes hard work and dedication to play at your best, so why treat your mouth any different? Hastings Family Dental Care accepts many insurance plans and takes modern dentistry to the next level. Call 651-437-9764 or stop by 955 Highway 55 Suite 6. Learn more at HastingsFamilyDC.com. Back with Coach Jen Thiesing. It is softball day in Hastings at Vets all day long. There's going to be all sorts of games and just Raider fun. I mean, that's going to be the best part. Me and Dallas are going to come out there at 8 and really rip up the night out there. I think it's going to be a blast. We'll be in our blue and gold best, as many others will be. And let's kind of let people know where we're at right now, because I know as you and I do record this on Friday, we have a game. We'll talk about that next week, obviously. But so far, we're a couple games above 500. We're coming off a giant win against Matamidi on the road, sweeping the season series over those guys. Give me your thoughts on that one, because that's a team that, you know, when you go on the road, sometimes goofy things can happen. But boy, our girls went up there and took advantage and then really took care of business.
Well, you know, I would say that they were extra dialed in after a tough Tartan loss. So I asked them after that Tartan game, like, what's going on? Like, do we need to make some changes? How do we need to get over this? And you know what they told me? Well, first of all, I'm going to say it's all Lauren Mall's fault. She admits it. She did not take her visor out into the field one inning, and they scored 7 runs. So she says that game is all on her. And, you know, I believe it, because, like you said, we bounced back and we had a really, really big game against Matamidi. So it was great. It was great to see them focus, to correct the errors that they had made in the previous game, and to really play, you know, 7 innings of good focus softball.
And the one thing, you know, and I know you mentioned the Tartan game, too, and I know that was a bummer and everything, but there's some times, and you and I have talked about this before in the past, and really it's in any sport, where, you know, it could be any last-second thing where an illness or something can pop up, and you got to put kids in different spots, and you've been cultivating a lot of these kids that might be quote-unquote bench players, but we can throw them in a spot if we need them to start in any position and anything like that. And I know we've had that from time to time, on and off throughout the year. What can you say about the way we continue to build some of this depth, get kids into varsity games, and by the playoffs, some of these kids are going to be ready to go in a clutch situation when we need them most?
Yeah, I think that's a huge part of the game, is making sure that, you know, you don't always get the kids in, right? It's easier to get the kids in when it's a blowout one way or the other, for sure.
Yeah.
You know, but it's much more beneficial to them to, you know, okay, it's a 2 or 3 run game. Let's have your pinch hit happen now, or let's get you in on the field now. Just to show them that, hey, I trust you. You can do this. Let's see how you handle this pressure situation, so that we know how those kids can react in even bigger games, such as the section games you mentioned.
What about what's coming up here? Obviously, on Saturday night, it's going to be fun. We know that. But if you're going to tell people that maybe haven't seen a game this year, about a couple of players to maybe watch on Saturday night at home under the lights, give me a couple of your MVPs right around this halfway point, Jen. Tell me about a couple of your players and what has made them particularly so special, and that we'll need them more as we approach postseason.
Oh boy, man. So hard to single out a few, because I've got quite a few that I could point out. I think the biggest ones, Sienna McCoy. She's a catcher. She's been even improving from the beginning of this season to now, calling games. Really has embraced that role and has got. I tasked her with being loud, man. She's my general back there. She can see everything on the field, and she's so quiet and just shy and nice and whatever. I told her, you got to yell, kid. Everybody's got to know what's going on. So she's definitely taken that and run with it this year and has definitely improved defensively in that aspect. And then her hitting has just been on par. So now that we're in the second half of the season, I've been adding games into stats, and man, she's just been, you know it as the game goes on, but to actually see it on paper, she's just been steady Eddie all through the year, doesn't have many down games, and it's never a game back-to-back, right? She only has one game where it's bad, and then, you know, it's maybe five or six games before she has another down game. So that's definitely one I would point out. Kylie Evans has been in our DP role. She's been just crushing the ball, man. I think kids are scared when she gets up there because she can just smoke it. Lauren Jenkins also been super steady for us on defense. She's playing first base this year, which is, you know, different for her. But, you know, she's the kind of kid where you're like, hey, I need you here. And she's like, okay, coach, great. And you can just trust her to be anywhere in the field. So she's struggling a little bit with her hitting this year, but the last couple games she's kind of bounced back, and I'm hoping that her slump is over. So obviously Haley on the mound, she's been doing great for us, but we've had some really great performances this year.
I think as a team, it's just been fun to watch. Like you said, it's almost a loaded question for me to ask you to pick just one or two out, because that's virtually impossible, and hopefully everybody's going to be able to come up big here as you hit the field tonight, taking on a team that, let's be honest, Jen, I mean, before your time, us in Moundsview was always one of those games that you'd look forward to seeing Frank, and it'd be a 2-1, 1-0, crazy wild game. I'm sure things are different up there now, but this will be a fun one. Your thoughts, getting some people out there to really load the park up under the lights here Saturday night?
Well, you know, we didn't get to participate in softball day last year because we got rained out and we had the games canceled before we started. But, man, that the year we played Montemunai, so the year before that, it was just electric, and it was so fun. We had hundreds of people out there. All the student section was loud. The parents were loud. It was just a wonderful atmosphere, and I think the kids just absolutely loved it. I know I did. I don't remember any time in high school, not even playing in, like, section games where we had that many people around, or even the equivalent, you know, my small school that I went to. But, yeah, it's the atmosphere, I think, is the best part of this day for us, for sure.
It's going to be a blast. Can't wait to see you out there. Get the girls ready to rock and roll. Let's go out, represent the town, and bleed some blue and gold, and have a great time. Best of luck here, buddy. We'll talk next week.
Sounds good.
That's Coach Jen Thiesing. I'll take a break. We'll come back, wrap up the show, and send you folks all out to Vents Park right after this on KDWA. Former Hastings Raider and now Hastings dentist Tyler Rohr has taken over for Dr. Conway at Hastings Family Dental Care. Dr. Rohr knows it takes hard work and dedication to play at your best, so why treat your mouth any different? Hastings Family Dental Care accepts many insurance plans and takes modern dentistry to the next level. Call 651-437-9764 or stop by 955 Highway 55 Suite 6. Learn more at HastingsFamilyDC.com.
At your Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in the Hastings Midtown Shopping Center, you can get breakfast all day, every day. Stop in and pick up a treat from the bakery at Perkins. Don't forget to order a Perkins pie for any upcoming event or special occasion. For breakfast, lunch, dinner, and everything in between, it's Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery. Remember, Perkins is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Everyone at Perkins says, best of luck to our local team in this game.
Back with your Hastings Coaches Show here on KDWA. Nick Tuckner at the KDWA studios, and a big Saturday, obviously, here in the Tri-County area. We don't have to tell you much more about other than the fact that we have softball day in Hastings all day at Vets Park. youth teams, middle school teams, high school teams, all up there throughout the night, and it'll be capped off with an awesome game between Hastings and Moundsview, two former Suburban East Conference rivals, and that will be a great game, 8 o'clock out there at Vets Under the Lights, the new dugouts. They got new scoreboards on two of the fields. It's going to be just tremendous, and I can't wait for all the fun. Now, for a lot of you folks that are going to be out at Softball Day in Hastings later tonight, many of you also will be across the river later this afternoon. Same place myself and Trey Lauer will be, as we're going to tag team the Hastings-Prescott baseball game. Dallas going to be with us too, I think, even bringing us some action, which will be fun, but we'll be out there for that. Again, first time in, what, over 25 years that these two teams have played in a high school game. There's a lot of history that goes way back with Coach Loudon, Coach Block. It's going to be just a bunch of fun in Prescott, 2 o'clock, live Prescott Sports Saturday here on KDWA. So we will have the Hastings Raiders baseball game at 2, and then we'll have the resumption of Prescott Sports Saturday then with the girls' softball game from earlier in the week replayed after the baseball game right around 5 o'clock or so. We will have the Prescott Coaches Show coming up in just a little bit as well. But till then, folks, goodbye from the KDWA studio. Enjoy this great softball Saturday in Hastings. Thanks for joining us for the Hastings Coaches Show here on KDWA AM 1460 and FM 97.7. You can always catch the replay of this show at KDWA.com every Monday. Today's show brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant and Dr. Tyler Rohr of Hastings Family Dental Care. We now send it back to the KDWA studio. KDWA Hastings.